This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. Fresh restrictions take effect for millions of Europeans this weekend after the highest ever worldwide number of coronavirus infections in a single day. Across Europe, the average number of daily infections leapt 44% in a single week to over 121,000. The world's largest randomized trial of COVID-19 treatments found conclusive evidence that remdesivir, a drug used to treat U.S. President Donald Trump when he fell ill, has little or no effect on severe cases. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The WHO has announced the long-awaited results of a six-month trial that endeavored to see if existing drugs might have an effect on the coronavirus. The study, which is not peer-reviewed, found the drug treatments tested, which included remdesivir and hydroxychloroquine, had little or no effect on whether or not patients died within about a month or whether hospitalized patients recovered. The results are in sharp contrast to a large study in the US, which found remdesivir shortened the time to recovery by about 5 days on average. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
One of the nation's biggest drug companies is casting doubt on U.S. President Trump's promises that a coronavirus vaccine will be available before Election Day. AP Sagar Magani has more.
Pfizer's chief has long said it's possible to find out if his company's vaccine is effective by month's end. But Albert Bourla says the vaccine would still need to be proven safe. And even if everything goes well, it will not be able to ask for emergency authorization of the vaccine before the third week of November. Another drug maker, Moderna, has also said the earliest it could seek emergency approval is late November. The president's been saying for weeks a vaccine will be available in weeks. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. The United States is condemning NATO ally Turkey after it reportedly carried out its first test of a highly advanced Russian air defense system in defiance of U.S. warnings. Turkey's defense ministry is refusing to confirm or deny the test firing. The U.S. presidential campaign continues today. In Florida, President Trump says he will fight for senior citizens with every ounce of energy he has.
I'm moving heaven and earth to safeguard our seniors from the China virus, to deliver life-saving therapies in record time, and to distribute a safe and effective vaccine before the end of the year. And we're really doing it even sooner than that. You see what's going on. We have the vaccines getting ready to go.
His Democratic challenger, Joe Biden, is in Michigan, where he accused the president of living in a dream world when it comes to the pandemic.
Turn the corner. My Lord. It's not disappearing. In fact, it's on the rise again. It's getting worse, as predicted.
A new poll from the Associated Press finds the overwhelming majority of American voters describe the nation as deeply divided. AP's Jennifer King has more.
The new poll finds 85% of registered voters describe Americans as being divided in their values, and only 15% say that democracy in the U.S. is working well or extremely well. 65% of those polled say divisions will worsen if President Trump is reelected. That includes 91% of Biden supporters and a quarter of Trump supporters. Joe Biden had an advantage over Trump as the candidate trusted to handle the coronavirus pandemic, race relations, and Supreme Court nominations. The two candidates are competitive on the economy. Less than half of voters say they're highly confident that votes in the election will be counted accurately. Jennifer King, Washington.
A French teacher who had recently shown students cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad was killed outside his school on Friday in France. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
A history teacher who had opened a discussion with students on caricatures of Islam's Prophet Muhammad was beheaded Friday on a street in a town northwest of Paris. Police later fatally shot the suspected killer. The French anti-terrorism prosecutor's office says it has opened an investigation for murder with a suspected terrorist motive. French media report the suspect was an 18-year-old Chechen who was born in Moscow. The attack came as a trial is underway on the January 2015 newsroom massacre at the satirical newspaper Charlie Hebdo after it published caricatures of the Prophet of Islam. I'm Mike Gracia.
New Zealand's general election is underway with voters casting ballots across the South Pacific nation. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is seeking another three-year term for her center-left government against an opposition led by the Conservative National Party. For more news, go to voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.